So occasionally throughout the scriptures, we come across a phrase or a sentence, a remark that speaks just profound truth in the context in which it gives is given to us, but also just in the greater context of life. So the guards answered, "Never before has anyone spoken like this man." They said this in defense for why they didn't arrest him, because they had been perplexed by what Jesus was saying and doing. What was happening in the life of Jesus didn't conform to their preconceived notion of how it should be and what life should be like when the Messiah, when the Anointed One comes. Also, he didn't conform to the rumors that the Pharisees and scribes had been spreading about him once they encountered him in real person, in real life. They didn't know how to handle this man who was different from what they expected, was different from what they had heard about. And they were resisting maybe this mob mentality to just to go along with the crowd, to resist any change that they had in their mind how things were going to be, and they wanted to see that come true. And Christ was challenging that. But also, in the greater picture, never before has anyone spoken like this man. Can anything truer be said? That never before has God spoken to us through the lips of a man. Never before has God spoken so clearly and so plainly and so mercifully to us as he does through Jesus Christ. And so when we hear the words of the scriptures, especially the words of Jesus in the gospel, do we allow them to be a fresh hearing, a fresh outpouring of the heart of the Father? Are we really taken aback in a good sense of the word? Because never before has anyone spoken like this man. Are we allowing ourselves to be amazed at the amazing works of Jesus, the amazing words that he shares? As we continue in this season of Lent, as we approach the holy altar to receive the Eucharist, are we amazed? Or do we just put him in that category of, I know what's going to happen. I expect these things to happen. We're going through the cycle one more time. I've read this gospel before. I've heard this story. So when we go through the trials and the upheavals of our ordinary, normal life, do we allow the merciful words of the Father to penetrate those situations and bring new life? Or do we get so locked into our expectations that we don't see the newness that Christ brings? It's a wonderful, life-changing opportunity every time we go to the scriptures, or every time they come to us. Let's pray for the amazement that the guards had, the openness of their mind and heart to not be swayed by public opinion or preconceived notions, but the life-changing, life-saving words of Jesus, let them truly animate our entire life so that we can truly say that never before has anyone spoken like this man. Amen.